Anna.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. A recording of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Charles Rosencrantz with cellist Christine Jackson. And a beautiful piece there from Franz Schubert, one that I didn't know about until coming across it in the KPR Music Archives. A serenade in D known as the Swan Song, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues here on a Friday afternoon, as it so often does. Thanks very much for being with me today. Coming up this hour, the Vienna State Opera Orchestra. They've got an American symphony, one by the New Orleans composer Louis Moreau Gottschalk, and his first and best well-known symphony called Night of the Tropics. A Spanish piano trio, music of Joaquin Turina, also still to come. We'll settle back and enjoy next the Cincinnati Pops and Eric Kunzel conducting. Something by composer Jacques Offenbach, and I love the business-like nature of this piece's title. It's simply called Overture for Large Orchestra. Next for you on KPR. Music entitled simply Overture for Large Orchestra. It was written by Jacques Offenbach and played by the Cincinnati Pops, conducted by Eric Kunzel, today on Kansas Public Radio. 12:21 is the time. Stay with us for the Vienna State Opera Orchestra. We've got for you an American symphony called Night in the Tropics, the verse written by Louis Moreau Gottschalk, still to come on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center and KU's Office of Sovereign Partnerships and Indigenous Initiatives, presenting the annual KU Powwow and Indigenous Cultures Festival, Saturday, April 11, 10:30 a.m. Details at powwow.ku.edu. And Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. Storms and potentially severe weather are in the forecast. It's cloudy and 74 degrees here on the KU campus. That's about as warm as it'll get today, and we have an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms for a bit later this afternoon. Our best chances are expected mainly tonight between 2 and 9 p.m. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, of course. A low of 37. We could see heavy rain and potentially severe storms with hail and high winds for this afternoon and tonight. Tomorrow should be mostly cloudy. Temperatures in the mid-50s. A little time spent next with the Lincoln Trio and a Spanish piano trio, the second by Joaquin Turina, for you next on KPR. Piano Trio No. 2 in B minor by Spanish composer Joaquin Turina and a performance by the Lincoln Trio today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:38 now and just over 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday afternoon for classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. And there'll be more for you this evening between 7 and 9. I'll be with you for Film Music Friday tonight. On tonight's program, some adventures on the high seas. Tonight, it'll all be all about pirates, boats, sharks, and swashbuckling fun. With music from Master and Commander, Pirates of the Caribbean, and all kinds of other boat pictures. I'll be with you for Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at caseyfarmschool.org. Time now to bring you an American symphony, one by composer Louis Moreau Gottschalk, a New Orleans man from the mid-19th century. Well, we'll listen to, he wrote in 1859, his first symphony, which premiered in Havana in 1859. It was known as Night in the Tropics. Apparently, the manuscript for this symphony had disappeared shortly after its premiere and hadn't been heard from again until somehow it turned up by chance in a New York public library in the 1950s. It was picked up and recorded by the Vienna State Opera Orchestra and realized with the help of many Afro-Caribbean percussion instruments. The Vienna State Opera Orchestra with conductor Igor Buktov with Symphony No. 1, Night in the Tropics, by Gottschalk on KPR. Symphony No. 1, A Night in the Tropics, by Louis Moreau Gottschalk, with the Vienna State Opera Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio.